Now let's talk about a deal that was designed to save the Everglades. 5 years ago, Florida announced the largest land purchase in the state's history, almost 300 square miles of sugarcane plantations in the midst of the Everglades wetlands. But as the economy worsened and opposition grew, officials settled for a much smaller parcel of land. Now, as NPR's Greg Allen reports, environmental groups are pressuring Florida's governor to revive the original deal.
South of Florida's Lake Okeechobee, hundreds of thousands of acres of sugarcane thrive in what Jonathan Ullman of the Sierra Club describes as the heart of the Everglades.
The Everglades actually begins at Shingle Creek outside of Orlando.
That's nearly 200 miles to the north of this area, an expanse of marshland and shallow lakes owned by the state with one main purpose, to scrub phosphorus from the water flowing south from the sugarcane fields. It's large, nearly 17,000 acres, but Ullman says it's just a fraction of what's needed to restore the Everglades to a healthy ecosystem.
What we want to do is have more water come south, be stored and cleaned up so that it can be sent south to the Everglades.
For more than 20 years, environmental groups, Florida officials, and the federal government have worked together on a massive undertaking to restore the Everglades. A key part of that effort is recreating the historic flow of water out of Lake Okeechobee south through land that decades ago was drained and converted into farmland, mostly for sugar. It's a vision that received a big boost when then-Governor Charlie Crist announced at a news conference that Florida had struck a deal to buy most of U.S. Sugar's Everglades holdings for $1.75 billion.
I can envision no better gift to the Everglades, the people of Florida, and the people of America as well as our planet than to place in public ownership this missing link that represents the key to true restoration.
But it was not to be. As the recession took hold, the state found itself short of money. 2 years after it was announced, Florida closed on a much smaller contract, buying just a seventh of the land on offer. The contract included an important clause, though, one that for 3 years gave Florida the exclusive option to buy some or all of the U.S. sugar land. That exclusive option expires this week. Recently, 38 environmental groups in Florida sent a letter to the state's current governor, Rick Scott, asking him to carry through on the contract signed by his predecessor. Ullman says this deal remains the key to fixing the Everglades.
You got to add more land. It's the only way.
In Florida, the financial picture has improved over the last 2 years. Tax revenues are up, and the state has about $3 billion in reserves. But while the money may be there, the political will is not. Governor Scott, a Republican elected with strong Tea Party support, has cut funding for land acquisition. In fact, his administration is now moving to sell some state land in conservation areas. But recently, there's been a new call to restore Lake Okeechobee's flow south through the Everglades. And it's coming from people who live on Florida's Atlantic and Gulf coasts. Weeks of heavy rainfall this year forced the Army Corps of Engineers to release large amounts of water from Lake Okeechobee down waterways to nearby coastal communities. The water, rich in nutrients from agricultural runoff, has caused algae blooms, some toxic. At a state Senate hearing in Tallahassee, David Cullen of the Sierra Club told Senator Joe Negron the best way to protect communities along the coast is to buy the U.S. sugar land and send the water south.
Deadline's upon us, but government can do amazing things when it wants to.
Let me interrupt you. How much is that going to cost to buy all that land?
All told?
Yeah.
The $153,000 would be $1.13 billion.
And where's that money going to come from?
In South Florida, it's a skepticism shared by water management officials who say they already have enough land for current Everglades projects. At one of the stormwater treatment lakes in the Everglades, Mark Lehman launches his small skiff for a day of fishing. He says these stormwater ponds can be good places to find largemouth bass. And he says he's looking forward to the day when more water from Lake Okeechobee runs south through the Everglades.
Everything will be better if they get it back to normal.
Environmental groups hope Governor Scott may still act to buy some of the U.S. sugar land before the state's exclusive option expires later this week. But they also have their eyes on the long game. After this week, Florida has a non-exclusive option to buy the land for another 7 years, a deadline that comes after the next gubernatorial election. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.